Good evening and welcome. Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for a zivig to Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and the Ilinishmas Malka Basar of Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and Elisha Gittel Basar of Eliezer ben Noach, and Rav Shlomo Yitzchok ben Sorod, Rav Shimon ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel ben Rosemary, and Mordechai ben Sora. We're always looking for ways and means and opportunities to strengthen our bitochen. We know that strengthening bitochen is the greatest brocha, probably the greatest brocha that we could ever have. The ability to live a life of menuchas hanefesh, of tranquility, of peace of mind, the absence of worry and anxiety, and the ability to influence the events of the future. And the schus of the trust that we put in Hashem, of the connection that we forge with Hashem, in the reliance that we feel in Hashem, in the dveikus, in that deep sense of clinging to Hashem and hoping to Hashem. And in that schus, we influence the future as well. So it's really a win-win all-around situation, something very powerful. We're always looking to strengthen it more and more and more, because the Chofetz Chaim teaches us, kefi gedol habitochen, kach gedol haslocha. Commensurate with the greatness of our bitochen, the more that we have, the greater the haslocha that we have. So we're always looking to strengthen it. So I thought that I would mention something very interesting. The Altar of Slabotka, it's brought in the Sefer, the Orat Sofon, as all Shmuz, based on the Tisi Mincho Tivlei Ma'oretz, on how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matpid to bury the Mitzrim rather than their bodies should be left on dry land, where the Kal Yisrael would know that their oppressors are dead, but it would be a bizui to the mess. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid on the covet of Rishoyim. He brings there, Chazal say, the Malochim, when they saw what was happening, the Ma'pola of the Rishoyim and the survival of Klal Yisrael, Big Shalom Alephon of Shira. They wanted to say Shira. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I can't tolerate such a thing. These are my handiwork, my creations. They're drowning. And you want to say Shira? Of course, the Alter points out, who were they? These were the Rishoyim Arurim, the cursed Rishoyim that panicked, that destroyed and that pained and that tormented and tortured Klal Yisrael for so long. And they're finally getting their due. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayam. Now's not the time for Shira to sing my praises. I'm not in the mood, kaviyochel, so to speak. I can't tolerate that. And he can't even tolerate that the body should be Mavusa. He has to say, no, we have to make it a special thing. At first, it's Chazal say, brings that the Adoma didn't want to be Makabal because Oro Adoma, for the Dam of Hevel, it was cursed. So it didn't want anyone. He had to promise the Adoma, you won't be cursed if you swallow up these bodies. And they have to be swallowed up because they cannot be Mevusa because of the Kovet Ha'odam. To whom? To the worst Rishoyim. To Rishoyim that Mamish destroyed his children. These are Ma'aseh Yodai. These are Banecha. But no, Ma'aseh Yodai. I can't hear Shira. I can't let them, their bodies lay there in bizoyan, in disgrace. They have to be brought to Kfura. This is the extent of the Chesed Hashem, even to Rishoyim. And the Emes says, we see this in the world too, because we see Rishoyim live on. They wake up in the morning, they breathe the air. They have the food, they continue, they sometimes get very old, and very oftentimes they lead a healthy life. Maybe not a very happy one, but a healthy one. So Hashem is constantly mativ, even though they're not worthy. So it occurred to me that maybe this can help us to develop our bitochen. Because, you know, the Ramban tells us and others that really a ma'amin, one who believes in Hashem and believes in his total kol yochol, his total ability to do anything, and his rachamim and his chesed and his love, then of course you should have bitochen. There's only one thing that prevents the ma'amin, could prevent the ma'amin from having bitochen, is Hashem agor amacher. Maybe I'm not worthy. How could I rely on Hashem? He's going to give me all this good that I want. Maybe I'm not worthy. But if we think, not only that Hashem does, he helps Rishoyim, he gives them life. Look at the extent that he went to the Rishay Olam that bled his children for 210 years in Mitzrayim. And he refused to allow the Malochim to say Shira when they were dying, finally. And the Shira was on the Hatzolas Yisroel. We're being saved. All this world was saved. That's about, I can't hear Shira today because Maase Yodai Tevim Bayam, Atem Oimrim Shira. And Kfura. They're dead. I got this something else. He points out, I neglected to mention. He says, if the Rosh is alive, so maybe I understand Hashem's chesed, because maybe he'll get him to do tshuva. But they're dead. They're dead already. Let their bodies be mevuza. Let the Klal Yisrael see and the pleasure and the knowledge that their oppressors are dead. Okay, they saw. But now we have to bring the bodies to Kfura. We can't allow these Rishay Oilam, Rishoyim Arurim, that their bodies should be mevuza. Even though they were chayiv to die, they had to die. But we have to show the same respect to their bodies that we show for a Jewish body. And then he even compares that the last bracha in benching is for the haruge beta, that the people that were killed, that they were brought to kvura. And we make a special bracha because these Jews were not mevuza, they were brought to kvura. So to the mitzvah, we say halel, we say shira. It's including the tiso and mincho tivloei ma'oris. We can say it every day. Because Hashem does chesed and has rachmonis on even the worst rishoyim. So I thought, if that's the case, then maybe that can help us with the Shema Gora Machet. You know, I know Hashem is kind. I know Hashem is all-powerful. I know Hashem is loving. I know Hashem is merciful. I know Hashem is the ultimate Baal Chesed. I know Olam Chesed Yibon, he only created this world for the purpose of doing chesed. But I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy. Worthiness, we see, is not necessarily a factor. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so much chesed to the Rishay Olam, to the worst Rishoyim. Not only the Rishoyim that he lets live every day, but the Rishoyim that oppressed his children for 210 years and killed them, bled them. And they had to die for it. But Avrachmonas, the bodies shouldn't be mevusa. And I have rachmonas, and I have kaviyochol, whatever it is, kaviyochol, when you talk about Hashem's feelings. Masa yodai tevim bayam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a sensitivity and such hatova and chesed to the rishoyim, to such rishoyim, then Shema Gor Machet could be marginalized a little bit, you know? I may not be worthy, but even if I'm not worthy, Hashem is so moli rachamim. These guys were the least worthy that you could imagine. The oppressors, the murderers of Klal Yisrael. And yet, Kodesh Baruch Hu, such chesed, such rachamim, such hatova, such respect. If that's the case, then I too can allow myself to put my trust in Hashem and not to be worried about the Shema Gora Machet, or at least it's a reality. Maybe I'm not worthy, but I should be able to overpower that fear. You know, The Leshem writes that Shema Gora Machet is not a mitzvah of Yerushamayim. Yerushamayim was supposed to, before we do a chet, we're supposed to have Yerushamayim. After the chet, Shema Gora Machet, that's not a mitzvah. He says, that's a chesor. We should be able to rise above that fear that I'm not worthy and just focus on Hashem's chesed. Well, maybe this Shmuz from the altar could help us to be able to do that better. Okay, I want to share with you a story that I just heard the other day. I was very inspired by it, and I've heard and experienced so many nisim and hashgacha pratis, but this one really was very, very special, and I'd like to share it with you. A couple with four children, I believe they had, they were traveling from Los Angeles, and on the way, I guess, to Minneapolis, I think it is, they have this America Mall or something, Mall of America, I don't know exactly what it is. And there's some really exciting things that you could do, but it costs a lot of money to get into the park or whatever it is. So the woman says, tells her husband, you know, we have a friend, and this friend seems to know the Garmisians, and they're the owners, the builders, the owners of the mall. Maybe he can call up Garmisian and get tickets for us. It's very expensive, you know, a chinuch family. So the friend finally says, no, sorry, I can't do anything. Okay. Then the woman recognized, she says, what am I doing? I want to go take the family to go to this mall, to this whatever experience there is. She says, but who am I asking for tickets? I have to ask the ticket master. Who's the ticket master? Who's the master of the universe? Who's the master of everything? The Borei Olam. The Rebbein Kol Olamim. I have to talk to him. I'm talking to the wrong person. Like an epiphany, an awareness that, hey, I'm doing the wrong thing over here. She starts to be misspelled. Should happen. They should be able to get the tickets. Fine. They get there and they go in. I guess he looked a little bit out of place, you know, maybe like a Yovan in Sukkah, you know, a frum guy, yeshiva man, walking in this place over there. And he's standing there looking, whatever he's doing. And another religious guy walks over to him and says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? What's your name? Tells him his name. And what's your name? Garmisian. They get to talk a little bit. And Mr. Garmisian says, you know, you're here with your family. I want you to enjoy. I know, I guess he knew he was a yeshiva man, whatever. I want to give you 6 tickets, four kids and the 2 of them. You should be able to do it. Okay. She was nishtemet. She comes over to him, or she heard this now. She was there. I don't know exactly. I wasn't there. And she says, I must tell you that originally I tried to get to someone in your family to see if they can get us tickets. But the person that I tried said he couldn't do it. Then I decided I'm going to ask the ticket master. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help. And Baruch Hashem, he responded. So he says, I want to tell you something. He says, I never, ever come to this mall. I don't know what got into me today. I decided for some reason, unbeknownst to me, today I'm going to this mall. Now we both know the reason why. When we see things like this, it can't help but to be machazik. Our appreciation of tefillah, our appreciation of the realization that everything comes from Hashem. See, in reality, her tefillah emanated from a midas habitochen. The midas habitochen that says, I'm talking to the wrong party. I have to talk to the one who's in charge. I have to talk to, forgive me, Asher, that's not one of the shamers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ticket master. I have to talk to the master of tickets and the master of everything. And that realization made the tefillah emanate from such a mokum of Akores Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, and in a certain sense, bitochen in Hashem, because I know he's the only one. There's nobody else who can provide anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah, put into the head of this man to do something he never does. He's a scientist coming to the mall today. And that's what took place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. That we should constantly be able to inspire and re-inspire ourselves again and again and be taught. And we should remember that every time we elevate ourselves in the Midas HaBitochon, Kefi, as the Chofetz Chaim writes, Kefi Godel HaBitochon, Kach Godel HaHatzlocha. Every elevation in Bitochon, every story that helps us elevate, every insight, every ability, that every additional nuance of ability that we get to overpower the Shema Gora Machet, the worry that I'm not deserving, and then just say I'm relying on Hashem anyway, to that degree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, and certainly that fosters the greatest feeling of Mesiras Nefesh. A good night called to everyone.